Not exactly.
I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board to order for November 28th, 2023. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Get out of my chair.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm Dorothy Gold, and my other board members are over the phone. We have Judith Siegel.
Judy Siegel.
Hi, Judith. And
April Mensch.
Christian Barneon.
And then we have our secretary, who is Valerie, and our county liaison, Beatrice Martinez. Public comment.
I'm complaining.
Oh, I'm sorry. Planning, Dean.
My name is Dane DiTomaso.
Yes.
Would you like me to spell that for the record?
Okay. Yes.
Yes?
Dane.
Yeah,
Thank
Dane.
You, Dane. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting on November 14th?
Motion to approve.
Second?
I second.
Motion is all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is passed. And tonight, any informational items?
No informational items, Chair.
We have to approve the agenda as well.
Okay. Oh, the agenda for November 28th, approval of the agenda for tonight, hold, combine, or delete any item. So do I have a motion?
We're going to do two first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we will start. Item number two, WS-23-0727. We're starting with number two first. I will start again. WS-23-0727, Highland Associates LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: one, eliminate landscaping; two, reduce the gate setback; three, eliminate pedestrian walkways; and four, alternate driveway geometrics, design review for the parking lot extension in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 12.0 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive and the south side of Capella Avenue, alignment within Winchester, for possible action. So do we have presenters here?
Yes, Madam Chair, we do.
Would you step up and introduce, if you just step up and introduce yourself, that would be fine.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Jacob Snow, S-N-O-W, 2270 Corporate Circle, Henderson, Nevada, 89074. I work for a civil engineering firm called Atkins, and here representing Highland tonight on this item.
Okay.
what we have here is a full circle moment for our client, because the property that we are attempting to lease from the Nevada Department of Transportation and get permission to put parking on used to be owned by my client decades ago. But they were approached by the Nevada Department of Transportation and Clark County Public Works saying, we need to build the Desert Super Arterial and have an off-ramp. Oh. And so they condemned our property. And we worked, my client worked in full cooperation with the county, with NDOT, and NDOT took the land through condemnation, friendly condemnation, and they built the Desert Super Arterial. And Highland Development is an office industrial park. Its utilization is almost full, and so there's additional demand to build parking. And so we noticed the land that we used to own, there's a large portion underneath the super arterial bridge that's just vacant. And so we propose to go through the lease process with NDOT and have a parking lot expansion on that property. And so we made a lot of progress with NDOT, and now they've told us, we can't approve the lease to you until you get approval from Clark County. And so here we are with you, and we've been working in good faith with Clark County for the past several months, working on our plans, getting them specified and approved by the county, or at least a point where they could say they would accept them. Mm-hmm. And so we have a site plan for you if you'd like to look at it.
This is just, if you will.
So let me just place here. And this whole area is where the Desert Inn Super Arterial has gone. It used to be owned by my client. They had a couple of large buildings here that had to be torn down. And this is the area here where we're proposing to put the parking.
That's Highland Drive.
This is Highland Drive right here. And this is Capella Avenue right here. And this is where we're proposing to put the parking. And everything has been copacetic from, you know, we had to make a couple of changes, a couple of revisions to the plans, but the county said this looks good. And part of that included some landscaping, which we understood the standard practice was, since this would be underneath the bridge and there would be no sunlight, that we could do metal landscaping as you see here. And that was what we were told would be acceptable. And when we opened up the agenda on Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and saw that there was a recommendation from the staff of denial because we didn't have live plants out here in the area outside of the bridge, we were surprised. That caught us off guard because we had not been told that. And so when Monday came around, we contacted the person we'd been working with at Clark County and said, well, could you tell us why you've worked with us all along? We thought we were okay, and then all of a sudden we're not, because we have meadow plants out here. And the recommendation says, well, we need to have live plants or we won't recommend approval. And the person we worked with from Clark County, Lorna Fegg, they said, oh, well, I don't know who made that comment, but that is not consistent with what has been approved here just across the street. I have a graphic here that shows what's across the street from us. Let me just orient you quickly. This is the Highland Development Park right here. Okay. This is the Desert Inn Super Arterial Bridge. Here's Highland Avenue, and here is Planet 13, which is a dispensary. And they leased property underneath the Desert Inn Super Arterial Bridge here. And this is what they put in. They're using it for storage. And they have a large area that they've leased from NDOT as well that's out here. And they came to this board a few years ago and had it approved for all metal landscaping. No live landscaping whatsoever. And they did an extension of time that was approved by this board and the county commission last year on August 22nd, 2022. And that metal landscaping was once again approved by this board and by the county commission. So we're here asking the question of, could we be allowed the same consideration that someone in almost the exact situation across the street from us was allowed to have all metal landscaping go in? And that's where we're at this point in time. We've worked in good faith with the staff, and based on the information we got from the staff today, what we are proposing here has been in line with what has been approved before this board without any opposition from the county staff or any concern or questions from this board, the planning commission, or board members.
Are there any comments from the public on this? Now, comments from the board? I do have a question. How many cars will be parked? Do you, because it's a business facility, but will that business have people that will come into the business, or is it just the business employees? How many cars will be parked in that area?
74 spaces, I think, is what we've ended up with. We wanted more, but because we needed to comply with the county's requirements, I think we've got 74 spaces now. Most of those will be for employees because it's further away, and they would want their customers to be able to have parking that's closer in.
And you say it's the planting is going to be under a bridge?
Yes, a good portion of the planting will be underneath the bridge, and that's the bridge is this dotted line right here. And the area that would be not underneath the bridge is here. The only problem with that is because depending upon what season of the year it is, the shadow from that bridge is going to move back and forth depending upon the angle of the sun. And we also would like to point out that we benefit tremendously right now from the fact that if we're using water indoors and it goes down a drain somewhere, 99% of that water gets treated and then sent back to Lake Mead, and we can pull it out of the lake again and use it for return flow credits.
Correct.
If we put it into landscaping, however, that's lost permanently. Right. And we just don't see why we should be watering plants that aren't required to be watered in other areas where metal landscaping has gone in, and we're losing that water. And I have a copy here. This is the action that was taken on Planet 13 across the street on August 30th, 2022. And I do have, I believe, in here, at least they thought there was a map that showed where it was all metal landscaping. Let me see if I can.
I circled it for you.
Provide metal weather-resistant representation of plants spaced 1 per 30 feet along Highland Drive and within the proposed parking areas along with boulder accents within the new parking lot island. And that's exactly what we are proposing to do as well.
This is Judy, by the way. How many in total are of the fake plants will you be putting out there, the metal ones?
I think there's 104.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah, we have the numbers listed there, Judy.
Oops. Got it.
45, 60, 5, 80. Yeah.
And was there concern only that it was a metal plant that it's going to absorb heat or that type of thing?
Nothing was said about that. They just said, well, we can't, if it's exposed to the sun, we got to have living organic plants.
It's just part of the code, the way it's written. So sometimes planning has to go against because they follow the code book. So that's why sometimes you have to deny stuff. But as a board, we can look at that. And I do remember last year about Planet 13, what he's talking about.
Yeah,
if there's no further questions, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
I have none.
Yes. Yes,
my motion
go
is
ahead.
To approve. My motion is to approve.
Yes, a second.
A second.
Second. Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion is passed.
Thank you so much. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your service.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
And good luck.
We appreciate it.
I think those plants look cute.
We're now headed to the Paradise Town Board because this parcel, kind of your boundaries kind of go right between the two.
Yeah,
so.
They do.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
One fun
Alrighty.
Have
board
fun. After another.
Absolutely.
We want to be considered the most fun.
Well, so far, you're there.
We're faster.
All right. For sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Now on agenda, the first item is AR-23-400153, UC-22-0498, Resorts World Las Vegas, LLC. Use permits, first application for review for the following. One, a recreational facility. Two, fairgrounds. Three, live entertainment in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 86.9 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, the east side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, and the north side of Genting Boulevard within Winchester for possible action. Do we have the presenters?
Yes, Jerry Lane at 3000 Las Vegas Boulevard representing Resorts Row.
Yes. Will you step up?
Oh.
Please.
And we're agreeing with staff recommendations.
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
We're in agreement with staff recommendations for approval.
Okay. Anyone here ask any questions?
And I'm here to answer any questions.
Right. Are there any questions? Public?
You
board?
You have a presentation or anything at all?
It's a continuation of the original approval that was done last year. If you're aware, Enchant was there.
That's what I was going to ask. This is where that was last year.
Yeah, it's similar to Enchant. And I don't believe that Enchant's going to be there this year, but it'll be similar venues as Enchant.
So you guys have, because you have two separate outdoor recreational spaces, correct?
Yeah, one up in the north and one up the south.
Okay, because I feel like every time I see I'm like, oh, here you are again.
That's and I apologize. I was supposed to be your last meeting, and I didn't.
Oh, maybe
anyway,
that's
my fault.
That's probably why.
You guys also just did approve
the second one.
The second one, the north part. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you just loved coming to our meetings.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Oh yes.
Especially nothing, when you approve it.
nothing better on a Tuesday night. Television's on.
It's going to be the same thing again. The winter
It's the venues are not specific. It's more of as a venue is proposed then to Resorts World, then they come in and they allow that venue to come in, and then we go to the fire department, get operational permits, and there's other things that are connected to it in order to actually do the event. So.
And this is Beatrice with Commissioner Sagerblum's office. They also submit a temporary event application for each temporary event, through the commissioner's office. It doesn't go through the board. You just allow them to have this use permit for however long the application's asked for.
Fine. Any other questions?
Mm-mm.
Do I have a motion?
Motion. I make a motion to approve.
And second?
I second.
Second. Motion, vote. Aye.
All in favor, aye.
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 Motion is passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, see, that's where I wanted to pound the gavel less.
Oh,
doesn't it feel like you you just, I think, need a big ring.
You were just gavel happy. Yeah, I was like,
don't touch. And now it's time for any informational items from our county liaison.
General items. Okay. And I apologize here. I just had my staff report on me. I didn't have the agenda. Informational items, which you had asked before, just wanted to let people know, remind them, Title 30 public training session is one of them is tomorrow at the building department at 6 p.m. And another one will be December 4th next week at 6 p.m. at the government center.
Okay.
We're going to have a training for town board members for the new Title 30 in the new year.
Okay.
Yes. But if you have neighbors or anyone that would like to join the general public.
What's Title 30?
It's it's sort of the rule book that staff looks at to make the decisions on to approve or deny the items that are before you.
Okay.
And then general business, we do have general business, and that is to approve the calendar for next year.
Yes.
And I do have some suggestions.
Yeah, we were talking about how we missed last year.
But
you
some,
sure?
I'm sorry?
You sure you don't want to know Halloween?
I was here.
We were all
just
here.
Just to let you guys know, you are scheduled to have a meeting June 11th, and that is Election Day. So you're more than welcome to not have it. This just helps with staff so that when staff takes in applications, they usually give out the dates for the applicants to come to town board. But if we say we don't think we should have a meeting then they'll just schedule it for the next meeting. So
I'm fine with Election Day. I don't have an issue with that.
For
June
election
day
too.
November election day is a little different.
Right, right. Our local election, right. They will have voting. They usually have voting here, but it's no.
Not here.
Oh,
no.
They used to. Yeah.
They used to, but yeah, they stopped.
Oh, okay.
This location. So if we were to have it here, they would have kicked us out. But
okay.
Not here.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, so if you guys are good with that, the next date that I just want to flag for you guys is November 26th. That is the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and I know a lot of people just take that whole week off.
Right.
So you let me know.
It's up to you guys.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
The Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving's the 28th and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving next year?
Yeah. Because I often go back east. So
three of you guys are here. Yeah. You're okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're okay with that date. The next day
December.
I'm sorry?
December?
Yes, December 31st.
Yeah, definitely
unless
not.
You guys want to toast with me for the New Year.
I think I would prefer to skip that day.
Okay, perfect.
I skip that day too.
Okay. I want Verve Clicquot.
So it looks like the only thing we're taking off the schedule is December 31st.
Yeah.
Did we go over anything? What about, did we go over when Valentine's Day and all like that?
Yeah. Well, it looks like this year is going to be leap year.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday.
Oh.
So everything's falling on the Thursday crowd this year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully.
So all I need is a motion to approve the calendar for 2024 with the deletion of the December 31st date.
Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
I second.
Motion? Aye.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
All in favor. Aye. Thank you, Judy. Aye. Passed.
And that's it?
That's it.
Well, you just needed the
business.
Next meeting date? The last comment period.
Oh, anything? Comments? Jane? Okay, we have public comments? No.
Next meeting date?
The next meeting date is going to be December.
It should be on the very last page.
I believe I wrote wrong. December 12th.
12th.
I've already told.
I won't be here. Not, I'll be here on the 12th,
December.
But not the last meeting.
She won't be here on the 26th.
26th.
Got it.
Okay. So, meeting adjourned. Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Judy.